It's Weekend with Weiser, and I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. We have so much to do, starting with Main Sail Art Festival this weekend. This treasured, iconic, and internationally famous event downtown is the 28th and 29th. It could be not more fantastic because there's not only local artists and wonderful things to eat and good music, but there are international and artists from all over America. So be sure to go down and take in the beauty of our waterfront view, hang out at the pier, stop in at the St. Petersburg Museum of History, either for a trolley tour or even better, to see Wish You Were Here, their tourism exhibit. And Women's History Month is closing soon, so check out Meddling Women. Also going on this weekend, Saturday, is Do Good Day, and it is at Ferg's. There are 50 organizations that are involved, and it's a great chance to learn about animal rescue, things that are going on in helping children and families, things to do with the arts. I know that the American Stage will be there. And of course, they're debuting Into the Woods in the Park, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. That started this week at Demon's Landing Park. Go beyond Happily Ever After through April 26. Well, the Straz has some big news too. They've set their 2026-2027 Broadway show season. So here's what's coming. Buena Vista Social Club, October 6th through the 11th. Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, a new show, November 18th through the 19th. Death Becomes Her, a savagely funny Tony Award-winning musical, December 8th through 13th. The Great Gatsby, January 19th through 24th. Wicked, February 3rd through 28th. The Sound of Music, March 9th through the 14th. Of course, these are the 2027 dates. Boop! The musical. Our friend Betty Boop, remember her? Well, probably those of you who are Gen X don't, but it is from the same musical comedy by Tony winner Bob Martin, who did The Drowsy Chaperone and The Prom, and Grammy Music winner David Foster. Boop the musical, April 20th through the 25th. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, May 4th through the 16th, 2027. And Operation Mincemeat. It was actually called the number one Broadway show of 2025. That will be June 1st through June 6th. But there's more. The Straz is so incredible, worth driving over the bridge every day of the week. Hamilton, October 21st through November 8th. The Broadway sensation is coming. Oh, Mary, April 6th through the 11th. It's a dark comedy about Mary Todd. And my favorite, Jersey Boys. Oh, boy. June 15th through the 20th. Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, just incredible. So in addition to Do Good Day at Ferg's with 50 plus nonprofits to support, and of course Radio St. Pete will be there spinning the tunes with Jay Kolb. Do tune in to the Florida Folk Show with Pete Gallagher, Tim Valley, and Posse for music and special eco-guests. Corey Avenue Art and Craft Festival is April 4th through 5th. Of course, the Sunday market continues every week. Also going on Saturday is the SPC Pet Walk in Largo Central Park. And as I said, Main Sail Art Festival, the St. Pete Saturday Morning Market at Allang Field. Pinellas Botanicals and Brunch Fest, that's at England Brothers Park. It's the third annual. It's got music, it's got brunch, it's got garden accessories. Yes, there's gnomes and kids' activities. There's also Glassy Art Ventures at the Imagine Museum, which has so much great music. Jeremy Carter has a residency there. And speaking of residencies, why not have brunch with Simon Lasky on Sunday? That is such a great place that he's at. And tune in today. Go to RadioSt.Pete.com podcast and check out Bill DeYoung's Arts Alive, his interview with Simon Lasky. As you know, he also has a residency on Friday in the Birchwood at the bar downtown. So, of course, we're getting into Easter weekend. It always kicks off with Rock Park, the Rotary. It's so much fun there this weekend in Madeira Beach. Bites with Bunnies at the Largo Highland Recreation. And there's an opera, Dueling Divas, on Saturday, March 28th. The Largo Evening Market is March 28th. Salsa and Bachata at the District, that is in downtown Clearwater, March 28th. And a guided wine tasting fundraiser at Seminole City Park. On Sunday, the Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market, the Kenwood Sunday Market at St. Petersburg High, the Market on Main on Safety Harbor, and Greek Independence Day at the Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks. And there's so much fun. They do it commemorates the War of Greek Independence in 1821. The holiday coincides with the Feast of the Annunciation, and it's public. And then Scottish Country Dancing, March 29th at the Scottish American Society of Dunedin. And you know that the Dunedin Highland Games are also coming up in April. On Tuesdays, it's always fun to go down to Gulfport for the Tuesday Fresh Market. That's a lovely thing to do. And on Wednesdays, the Madeira Beach Wednesday Market. You can't throw a stick without getting to a market. Excuse me. Wednesday also brings free yoga at the pier in downtown St. Pete, and that is a lot of fun. So then looking ahead, we have the Underwater Easter Egg Festival, Egg Hunt on April 3rd, Friday, Southwest Pool, as we kick into the next weekend. Ruth Eckert Hall is showing Moulin Rouge, the musical, April 1st through the 5th. Our friend June Bunch has an exhibit coming up at the Morian Art Center. I believe it opens April 4th. The Morian Center for Clay also has Alexia Benavance, Diaki Diala, and Jenny Day's Happy Birthday Stinky. That's always fun to go there as well. Upcoming music, Sebastian Bach is at Ferg's Concert Pavilion on April 3rd. Rat Pack Together Again, April 4th at the Katherine Hickman Park in Gulfport, and the Scottish Cultural Center on April 7th in Dunedin. During the Highland Games is going on as well. Janice Live has the Supervillains April 3rd, and the Cream of Clapton Band is April 4th at the Capitol Theater. Gladys Knight debuts Spring. That's no fool, baby. That's no fool. Wednesday, April 1st at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And speaking of April Fools, yesterday we aired Janet Keeler's wonderful interview with an author who authored books on puns and jokes. So make sure you listen to Storytime with Janet Keeler again on our podcast. Also coming up at the Beach Theater in April is Greenlight Cinema, is the John Prine documentary at the Beach Theater. Gabrielle Calisi from the Tampa Bay Times has a wonderful story up about that. Also coming up at the end of the month, this is Sunscreen Film Festival and Radio St. Pete. During Lunchtime Conversations, we'll be airing a number of interviews with many of the filmmakers. Coming up in April is one of my favorite things, Blues on the Bay, Taj Mahal, Tab Benoit. It's just terrific downtown. So let's go through the lineup for that. April 10th is Yates McKendry, Jackie Vinson, Tommy Castor, one of my truly favorites, Los Lobos, and Taj Mahal and the Phantom Blues Band. Totally iconic. April 11th, Jontavious Willis Band, Nikki Hill, Charlie Musselwhite, Jimmy Vaughn, another iconic band that I love, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Winding it up at the Blues Festival downtown at the Vinoy Waterfront Park is Daryl Nush, Vanessa Collier, Toronto Cannon, Samantha Fish, and Tab Benoit. Also going on next weekend is a traditional April event that happens at Heritage Village. It is the annual Classic Car Show, 150 cars. The following weekend, down next to the St. Pete Yacht Club, is the St. Pete Car Classic. Both not to be missed. We'll have an interview with Mike Culotta airing during Lunchtime Conversations next week with all the details. It will truly be so much fun. Passover starts. The first night is April 1st. Passover starts the 2nd. Good Friday is the 3rd. So we wish everyone a happy Easter weekend and a happy Passover during the next week. Our friends at the Gulfport Senior Center, Foundation for the Senior Center, have a number of great events that help support the Senior Center, which is expanding. The Comedy and Magic Night with Eric Olson and Dan Sperry is Saturday, May 2nd. It's a great thing. There's a couple things coming on up that we have listed in the Let's Go Guide. You can find that link on my social. Also coming up, looking forward, is May 6th, Devin Allman's Blue Summit at the Capitol Theater, 10,000 Maniacs at the Capitol Theater, and Woman of Rock Thursday, May 7th at OCC Roadhouse. We want to support our friends the Tampa Bay Jazz Association. Please go to the podcast and listen to The Sounds of Healing with Alvinette Downing. We interview Belinda Womack and Allison Nash, two fabulous women vocalists who are part of the celebration. That is Sunday, April 15th at the Palladium Theater. It's a fundraiser for the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. And if you feel the need to get out and jazz it up on a Monday, I can tell you that the Hangar is a place to be with Dwayne White, Stretch Bruin, and all the guys, or at CJ's Backstage where the Tomcats perform every Monday night. Coming up in Largo, Cinderella, April 18th through 19th, Central Park Performing Arts Center, and at the same place, Crazy for You, May 1st through the 10th. You know, Tarpon Springs, New Tampa, Central Park Performing Arts Center, and the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, great places, in addition to the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey, the Palladium, Floridian Social, and of course, Ruth Eckert Hall. Pinellas Park, Greggy and the Jets, Elton John Tribute, April 25th, Disco 54, The Ultimate Disco Experience, May 9th, Safety Harbor, Damon Fowler, April 26th, Will Johns, May 1st, St. Pete Beach, the Sunshine City Comedy Club on Gulf Boulevard is a lot of fun, and Country Thunders coming up May 8th through the 10th. Please read Gabrielle Calisi's great story. This festival could bring 10,000 people to area beaches. It's going to be incredible. The lineup includes Randy Houser, Max McNell, Shaboo, Dasha, Gretchen Wilson, Braxton Keith, Elizabeth Nichols, Solon Holt, and Jay Webb. It is at the Tradewinds Resort, who also hosts our very own Fiona Frenchet Chanteurs on Tuesdays, Saturday, and Sunday. You can find Fiona on Fridays at Yes Adrian's. The artist enclave of historic Kenwood just had their wonderful tour of the arts. There's so much going on all over downtown. Bush Gardens continues their 2026 concert lineup. It goes through May 10th. Incredible things there. The Renaissance Festival continues through this weekend, and that's March 29th, and then that will be done. And finally, it's wonderful to say that the very last of the Palladium Chamber Series is April 15th, An Intimate Connection, Bold Expression, Schubert, Shostakovich, and Mendelssohn. So, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Annette Wiser. No excuses. Get out there. Support our local arts, music, theater, performing arts, and festivals. Aloha.